Thank you, brothers and sisters. I'm going to make this as brief as I possibly can. Now, there are three things that I would like to make, and I'll save the one for last, and it should be last. Go right to the names. Names. Now, many of you have been waiting for your names, and you want names. You've sent in requests. I have many requests for names. But it's very hard. In fact, it's almost impossible for me to give each one of you names. It takes a very long time for me to get around to every one of you. There are many of you, many thousand believers. So what we have to do is give you names and let you pick. I will select names that are very good names that I would like to see all of you selecting from. So I hope by convention time, 26th of February, we'll have the name book ready for you. With names. Yes, with names and the meaning in English. But before, I'd like to say something to you on the names. I believe this will be in the book too. I don't want our people, especially you, remaining in the old slave mind and habit of trying to be a foreigner. We don't want to be Frenchmen, we don't want to be Indians, we don't want to be Chinese, we don't want to be Arabs. We want to be us, our natural selves. So when you pick a name, don't pick it because you want to be somebody else. Pick it because you want to be more of your true self. So pick a name that you like for yourself. And avoid just picking a name simply because it sounds foreign. There are a lot of Arab names that have no better meaning for us as Muslims or for anybody in society. They have no better meanings than any of the names that you will pick out in English. There are some Arabs who name themselves names like Haddad means ironsmith. Saying that Smith means a smith, blacksmith, you see. Haddad means a blacksmith. So you can make a mistake of just picking names that are no better than the names that you got from slave masters. We don't want Arab names. We want Quranic names. We don't want Arab names, we want Islamic names. We don't want the characteristics of Arabs. We want the characteristics of Allah. Right. Now, brother and sister, the Arabs themselves didn't know the name Muhammad until Prophet Muhammad, 1400 years ago, was named divinely by his mother, through his mother. The name was inspired. He received the name Muhammad from his relatives, pardon me, not just his mother. Mother called him Ahmed. But his name was Muhammad, too. And this name, the Arabs said, why did you give this Arab boy, this well-bred Arab boy, this is not, pardon me, not well-bred, from well-bred, what you call it, noble Arab child, this foreign name? That we have never heard this name, Muhammad, before. It was a new name for the Arab people. It was in the Arabic language, but it was a new name. Also, the names like Abdul Muqib, Abdul Rahman, Abdul Qadir, Shamsuddin, and all these names. These are names that came from Islam to the Arabs. And we don't know it over here, so we can easily be fooled. People come up to you, Christians, that don't want to see you become Muslims, because it makes it harder for them to stay in their falsehood. They come up to you and they tell you, why you want to take Arab names for? After all, they had a part in your enslavement too. Well, we know what part they had. And we know we didn't know anything about any Arabs until somebody told us they had a part in it. But we sure know what happened to us on the plantation. Didn't nobody have to tell us that. We knew it. Now, they say some Arabs had some part in kidnapping us. Well, if they were Arabs, they weren't Muslims. And an Arab is no better than a Jew, or no better than a Gentile, or a European, a Frenchman, or a German. An Arab is no better than nobody else.
if he haven't got Allah in his heart and truth in his heart. We're not looking for help. We're not trying to get next to help. We're trying to get next to our God who was before Arab. And Prophet Muhammad didn't say, I'm coming to you with an Arab message. Prophet Muhammad said, I bring you the message of Abraham, of all the prophets. So this is the same religion that all the prophets taught. And in the Holy Quran, it says, this is no newfangled, meaning new made-up scripture, new made-up doctrine. So this is the same that they all taught. So Prophet Muhammad brought God. He brought truth. He brought the prophets to the Arabs. Don't think you're joining on to the Arabs. You're joining on to something that's older than the Arabs, older than any nation. You're joining on to the original, and that is Islam. And we're going to get these names straight. We're going to be people in the likeness of Allah and not in the likeness of nations that have problems too,
just like everybody else. All right, I'm going to quickly go to this. Second important thing I wanted to mention to you is this. We still have old forms, and you'll read where it says brothers on forms, sisters on forms. This, we don't want to throw away a lot of paper, so we have it. Nobody is on form. Once you say you believe in what I represent, and I don't care if you never read a Bilalian news, if you just heard that Wallace says, be fair to each other, and you say, well, I would like to follow Wallace. You are a member of this organization, our congregation, the Law Foundation of Islam. That's all you need. Nobody can take that from you. I don't care what they say about you, they can't take that from you. Once you say you follow me, you are my follower, I will never separate from you. I'll never kick you out. I might kill you physically, but I wrote this on you. I say I killed my follower. Now, and you know I'm not a man that would want to kill anything physically. Not anything. And you can commit sins as long as your heart is in this direction, you are my follower. You say you believe in Allah, you accept what I teach, even though your understanding might not be at all up to ours or halfway or no part in part. Maybe you everything is just hazy to you now. But you like what you see, that much that you see you like. Okay, you are my follower. You belong to Allah and the nation of Islam, here and all over the world. But you are my follower. You're not following Arabs. You're following the Honorable Chief Minister. And I call myself honorable because God has made me honorable. Our brothers and sisters, if you never return to a temple again in your life, as long as you hold on to the truth you have, and seek to continue to develop yourself in this truth, you are a believer, you are a Muslim, you belong with me. But I would like to see you strong enough to go through trials and tribulations to build bigger this lost foundation of Islam in America. Not just for our salvation, that's why we are able to go through trials and tribulations. Because this is bigger than you and me. We are the savior for the whole world. So if we have to pay a price over here, let us pay a price. And in time, we bring the whole world back into the natural order. So you're not on form. If anything, you're in orientation. A newly converted member will stay in orientation from 6 weeks, maybe to 90 days. It might take that long for some. In orientation, you will learn all about what goes on in the body, the Nation of Islam. Then when you go out of orientation,
we don't have to worry about some snake sitting in the FOI and the Muslim Women Development Class waiting on a baby to come in and tell you what the Supreme Minister stands for and what he teach and lie on me and make you see the wrong picture and make you hate that you ever came in here. See, we have snakes like that. And don't think we're not going to have them. Anything as important and as great as this is, don't think you're not going to have hypocrites, snakes, deceivers, coming in among you, trying every trick in the book. They'll make you think that I'm a Christian. They'll make you think that I'm teaching Trinitarianism. Whatever they think you wouldn't like in me, they'll try to make you think that I'm doing that. Some of them I know in Chicago have, believers have come to them for help. And they have sent them to Catholic Southridge, to Red Cross. Now, isn't that a shame? They know what they're doing. That wasn't no Muslim. That was an enemy, an infiltrator, a snake with a forked tongue and a poison in his jaw. Came in among us just to send the strength out anywhere. He knows that if he sends this believer who believes in this man and is here with us, but have some problem, they're in difficulty now, turn to his brothers and sisters. He's been supporting us. She's been supporting us. Now they can't get support? You tell them to go to people that they left, go to the Christian South, Catholic South, go to the Red Cross. Okay, so this believer goes out, says, Honorable Chief Minister got these people in these positions. And they're sending me to the Catholic Salvage, the Red Cross, the Christian. So then if he's weak, or if she's weak, she's going to fall back in love with Christian. See, there's more vote for us over here than with the Muslim. And what else it does? It makes the Christian that you go to have less respect for you. See, this snake that did that, he was, I'm telling you, he and she, they were really snakes. They knew what they were doing. So they're making the believer, killing the believer, and then they give him strength to the Christian charity organization. Say, well, maybe that is it. That chief minister might be great, but God must really intend for us to keep marching on because his people are coming to us for help. That's a shame. If we don't have anything to give our brothers and sisters, if they're on our record as believers, if they have been coming here, if they have been sacrificing for their income, their charities, if they stand up for this truth, if they don't give a nickel, we want to know why before we condemn them. If we go to their home and find out they need a nickel, that's why they haven't given a nickel. The baby is hungry, the baby is naked, the baby is crying. Okay. Muslim. We are not belonging to this lost found into this mom. You are not my follower. You are my enemy. You are lying devil. I hate to hold you late like this, but let me tell you something. Brother and sister, we have to save what we have. It's worth more than anything else in the world or has been in the world. Since the world was made. You understand that? Look here, I'm not just fancy talking you. I'm not trying to build you up emotionally. I'm telling you the truth. This is the most valuable thing that has ever happened on earth since the earth was created. And we ain't gonna let no snakes take it away from us.
Don't think I don't.
Say, well, brother chief minister, that brother, you gave him a holy name yourself. I know what I did. I don't care who you are. If you come to me and you say you're one of me, that's better than the one you got, I want to give it to you. And I don't care how wrong you are, if you want a better name, you should get a better name. But if you don't change your life to conform to the beauty and righteousness of that name, I don't have to worry about you, brother and sister. The invisible power that backs me will take care of you in time. You see this heavy mustache? You notice it's heavier than the one I had February 26th. Well, I said to myself, it's kind of hard to grow a beard. But I know that hair represents strength in the symbolic language in the Bible. You know, Delilah cut Samson's 7 locks off his head and deprived him of his strength. So I said, well, I can't grow a beard, but I'm going to let them know I got a heavy mustache. See, in the breath that passed from the brain, from the thought, the conscious mind, and goes down here, over the mustache, you see, to show that there's strength coming down here. I hope I won't have to kill some of you all with my mustache. Now I have a beautiful announcement, something that touched my heart. Let me read this to you. It says here, Muhammad University. I love you, dear Chief Minister. I want my holy name, Brenda 28X, and Daryl, I believe, 19X. These are two juniors in the University of Islam, two juniors in the Nation of Islam. Let them run. I would like to see them. Come on up. It won't take long. I just want to see these youngsters. I wish I could see all of them. If I be here, I will try to make it my business to see them all tomorrow. That's right. All praises to Allah. Will you lift them right up here? Bring them right up here. Praise Allah. Salaam alaikum. How are you? What is this name here?
Daryl.
Yes,
sir.
He's not here.
No.
Okay, and what's your name?
Kendra.
Okay, I have you. Okay. And this is Brenda, right?
My mother.
Hmm? Where is Brenda?
My mother.
Brenda's not here?
My mother.
She's not here. That's the mother's name.
Mother's
name is Brenda.
All right.
Okay, let me check them off here. I got to have this straight. Kendra. And?
Adrian.
And this is Adrian. And the mother's name is Brenda, right? Okay. Who else now? Brother Daryl is not here, right? Okay, all right, let's get it. Now we get it. Is is Sister... Sister Brenda? Where is Sister Brenda? Now, is Sister Brenda? Okay. All right. All right, we have a seat now.
Down with some up.
Yes, sir.
Come up. This is your door.
Tell them to call you from now on Sophia. 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 Not Sophia. Sophia is Italian.
Sophia.
Sophia. That's right. Yes. Abundant blessings and goodness in you. How so? How so? Now, we just can't put that kind of name and give it to anybody. Can't even go to Kausar Ali. I wouldn't like to do that. Kausar and anybody else but Muhammad, I wouldn't like to do that. Where's Brother Darrell's sister? Which
this
one?
This is Brother
Darrell. That's right. Okay, well, you tell him that his name from now on is no longer Darrell, that his name is Ali Farad Muhammad. Sister Adrian.
Is
Sophia.
S-A-F-I-A?
S-A-F-I-Y-Y-A. Sophia. Bilal.
B-I-L-A.
That's right.
Bilal.
That's right. Then we have two brothers and sisters.
Sister.
Kendra.
Kendra was K-E-N.
Was Kendra. Now.
K-E-N-D-R-A.
That's right.
Okay, and now.
Can you remember? Kausar. Say Kausar. Kausar. If you say that name in northern Africa, many parts of West Africa, and all over the Middle East, and many parts of Asia, and even among many people in America, if you say my name is Kausar, you make them swoon. Say my name is Kausar Muhammad. Tell him Farad means unique. Farad means unique. Farad. Farad means unique. It means one unique, one single, one who has his own individuality. That's what the father means. Yeah.
Choose from, to select a name from, with the meaning. So we pray Allah will be able to have it for you. And I leave you this, and I wish I had a hat of my own. I would like to leave you a hat of my own too.
Yes, sir.
Right? This one here, it fits though. That's both of ours. All right.
Come from.